Sarah.
And I'm Emma.
And we're Mom Best Friend.
The friends you always wanted.
Always needed.
Didn't know you needed.
Didn't know you wanted.
I have Lennox and Sebastian.
And I'm mom to Cleo and Beau.
And we have surveyed a lot of women.
A lot of moms.
And we've all got a lot to say.
Let's get into it. Welcome back.
Mom Best Friend.
Mom Best Friend.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about mom products that we love and, well, hate.
Hate and are confused by.
Because there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of stuff. It's just like the instructions are long and seem hard. And it's just like, I thought having a baby was just have a baby. Right.
Because we're going to save you a lot of money today.
We're going to save you a lot of money and a lot of time.
Yeah, and I feel like we're going to disagree on a lot of things. Because
we're definitely going to disagree because I like to consider myself a minimalist mom. I don't really have a lot of stuff.
Yes.
And I'm like very on the go.
Yeah. I have like 15 strollers.
Right. Which is good because then you know which ones are best.
Yes.
Right. And I mean, I have a lot of strollers myself. I do. But also, because I'm in New York, I don't have room for a lot of
junk.
But
also, your husband is very anti-clutter. When he came into my house, he almost needed like a Xanax.
Yeah. So we actually we keep it pretty minimal. But because of that, we have also had to get rid of a lot of stuff because you've got these baby showers, people sending you gifts, and it's really lovely and very thoughtful, but a lot of it is stuff that just clutters your space.
And I feel like you can re-gift some things too.
Yeah. So Emma's literally owned every product and still probably owns it, whereas I've owned a lot of products and I've decided, all right, this is a need to keep because I have like 1 square foot of space in my living room.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get it going. You find out you're pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you need? Like, I've got my growing body. I mean, you need a prenatal vitamin.
For sure.
Which one do you like?
So, for me, I took a prescription called Pixie because all the other ones made me want to vomit.
Oh.
And I got, my doctor gave me a prescription for one, which is like a capsule. So, it wasn't like one of those like horse pills.
Well, I took the horse pill one a day and I loved it.
A lot of people do. I also, anything that has any sort of like fishiness, I will die.
Honestly, the fishiness was gross.
Yeah, because you're like burping it. It's horrible. I can't do it. I would take it
with a meal, so it wouldn't do that.
I can't. So I took a Pixie, which was prescription. Okay. And for my first pregnancy, I actually took Pre-Mama, which was a powder. And I put it in smoothies.
Oh, I feel like with the powder, I'll never end up drinking the whole smoothie. And then I'll be like, I didn't get my...
That's a concern.
All right, what else?
Okay, so a lot of people feel like they're going to, like, lather their bodies in stretch mark cream.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I spoke to my dermatologist, and she said it's genetic.
It's so 100% genetic.
If you get stretch marks, you're probably going to get them. I know that she said that almond oil is the only thing that will potentially maybe help minimize them a little
bit. I've heard emu oil.
Emu?
Emu.
I've never heard of that.
You know, the bird?
Wow.
And I used it. I didn't get stretch marks, but...
Did your mom get stretch marks?
Not many.
Yeah.
But she had a few. Yeah. But then, I don't know, on my dad's side, maybe we're not, like, a stretch mark family over there. I'm not sure. But I use emu oil. I love it. I think all those other creams are complete bullshit, though.
I used almond oil probably 5 nights out of my entire pregnancy.
Uh-oh. You do it every day.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of patience and commitment to anything.
Right. I did emu oil only with Cleo, not with Beau, and I did not have different results. So, I don't know. Is it, do we need it? Probably not. All right. The next thing, maternity. I was like, I'm going to buy maternity clothes for sure. Because like, oh, what a new fun. But then you see how much expensive they are?
They're really expensive.
And they're ugly.
See, I don't know. I think some of them are really cute. I think there are certain brands.
Name a brand.
Seraphine. I wore Seraphine for both pregnancies. It's European, so it's like a Target.
Like how much?
I mean, okay, so like leggings, $80.
$80 for a legging. Yeah. It's like, I just wore my regular leggings.
And that, yeah, you can totally do that. Belly Bandit makes a legging called BDA, before, during, after. You can wear them before you're pregnant, during your pregnancy, and after your pregnancy. So they kind of like get you through life.
Right.
And I feel like that's a great investment. I don't think they're that much. I think they're probably like $40-$50.
Yeah. That's Belly Bandit.
Yeah.
Or just like a low sweat pant that like comes really low.
Yeah.
And then a crop top though.
I love that you wore crop tops during your pregnancy.
I committed to crop tops.
I think that's the best thing I've ever seen. You're like a pregnancy unicorn. It's amazing.
But listen, your pregnant belly is cute.
It's so cute. Everybody thinks it's cute. Every day of my life. You know,
nobody doesn't think it's cute except you.
It's literally the only time in your entire life that you don't have to suck in.
Right. It's totally socially acceptable to be pregnant.
Yes.
And you can be as big as you want, and it's cute, and like everyone's like, oh my god.
Yeah, look at that little popped out belly button. Yeah.
And if they don't say, oh my god, then who cares about them?
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're a big fan of the stretch leggings. So yes, that's a yes, Dubai.
I don't like necessarily love a subscription clothing service, but it is kind of nice if you just have a baby and they'll send you like new leggings to your house like every month or something.
Well, Rent the Runway is awesome also because you can get maternity clothes throughout your whole pregnancy. You never have to buy anything and just pay like a small subscription. And like you can get like three pieces and just keep switching them out.
Yeah, I know. We're truly living in a blessed time.
Yeah.
It's nice. You don't ever have to leave your house. Next question. A nursing bra. Do you need it?
Yes. Yes. You need something that's going to snap undone.
I don't know. You can't just pull your tit out.
But,
what I did. Because I bought these nursing bras and I didn't need it. I was like, just pull it out. Whip it out.
I feel like I didn't really breastfeed because I had a lot of issues. But I had nursing bras for pumping. So I would just unhook it. For me, I've got big floppy boobs, so I can't just pull it out. I need like a little window.
All right.
So I think that depends on your boob size.
If you have a larger boob, you need it. A small boob?
Yeah.
You really don't.
You don't.
I don't think so. I didn't like those. I didn't like those nursing shirts or like any of that stuff.
A lot of Seraphine clothes, though, transfer over to nursing. So a lot of them have buttons that come down. Mm-hmm. So you can wear them postpartum to nurse.
There definitely is a outfit change that needs to happen. Like, I could no longer wear... Like, I started wearing a lot of tank tops and stuff so you could access your boobs. So, like, those were better.
But what about breastfeeding shirts?
I don't like those.
I feel like they're
I think they're ugly.
They're ugly, but if you're sitting at home in your...
I'm not sitting at home.
...postpartum diaper.
Right. I was never doing that. Okay. I was out and about in my postpartum diaper. But I think you have to know who you're going to be. Like, I feel like I knew that I was going to have the baby, and in order to feel normal, I was going to have to, like, go walk around, like, New York City streets and, like, with my carriage and be around people and
good
stuff.
Good for you.
So I knew that for myself. So because I knew that for myself, I was like, all right, I'm going to need to be able to access my boobs, and I also want to feel cute.
Yes.
And I also, you know, so I bought things... So I didn't buy like a quote unquote nursing shirt because that means like all that foldy fabric. Do you wear that stuff? I can't imagine you wearing that. Like, you have such a cute style.
Well, my first pregnancy I did. With my second one, like, I was just wanting to put on a crop top 3 weeks postpartum. So I wore a lot of like Levi cut off shorts and like bralettes.
Yeah, bralettes. Just let it all hang out. All right, let's talk breast pumps.
Everybody needs a breast pump.
Right. If you're like, give me the shot, I don't want to try to breastfeed at all or whatever, then you don't need it. But if you are like most people, you want to give it a strong go.
Yeah.
Then you need a good pump. I gotta say, I tried a few. I never tried the one that goes in your bra.
The LV.
The LV.
I've seen those. Those look awesome.
Have you tried the LV?
No,
you try it?
They look awesome, though.
They look awesome. I've heard a mixed review.
Mm-hmm.
From experience, I have to say, I do not like the Medela pump.
See, I do.
It was an awful experience. You got to plug in. It's like, its battery isn't very good. It's an open system, so it gets mold. And also, the suction was not as strong, and it was also, it was very loud.
You like the Spectra?
I prefer the Spectra.
Yeah.
The S one or two.
I had the Symphony or Harmony, like the hospital grade pump, because that's the only way I could get even like a drop of milk out. So for me, that Medela was awesome. And the hospital, you can rent it from the hospital, and it's like a serious pump.
I thought the experience of Spectra is also very light. I could carry it around. Like, I'd leave the house with
people
it.
People love it.
I'd walk. It was like my little handbag.
Yeah.
I'd be like pump and walk. I'd be doing my pump and walk. Like, pumping moms are like so hardcore.
They really are.
Spectra
covered by a lot of insurances too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, insurance will cover a lot of them. So what's next after the pump? Do you have like a list of your baby must-haves?
Yeah, I have a ton.
In your brain?
Yeah.
Like top 10 things.
You're going to disagree with me, but I feel like you need a wipe warmer. I still have one. It's right there.
No.
No. Yeah, I know. That's why I said you're going to disagree. I think that you know, if I was a baby, I would want a warm white.
Right. So you're looking for the from the perspective of the baby.
Yeah.
Whereas, I don't know, I recently heard this this phrase and I liked it. It's like, you don't prepare the road for the baby.
Oh, boy.
You prepare the baby for the road. And that was my take on having a baby. Yeah. I was like, no, I'm not getting the warm wiper because wipe warm, whatever, warming, wipe, wiper, warmer thingy. I'm not getting that because I know I'm going to go be traveling. I'm going to be on an airplane and I'm not going to have a warm wipe. And I don't want to deal with some diva baby who's not going to like let me wipe their butt because it's cold.
Lennox was born in the winter. So I felt like with him, I was more, even though I live in California, but I was more like, oh, I want him. And that was my first baby.
Yeah. Emma's like a much more nurturing person than me.
I mean, I was with Sammy. I was like, he needs to have one. I mean, we don't use it. But we did when he was a newborn, but he hasn't had any issues. All right,
so I would say that's not a need to have, but I would say if you want to be like a wonderful mom that really loves our baby, then
you're gonna. If you're not going to be like on the road all the time, and if you're going to be at home a lot, then I feel like there's no reason why your baby doesn't need to have a spa day on their butt every time they have a.
Yeah, I think, you know what, that's a really smart point. I think before you start registering or buying stuff, and I mean, maybe it's impossible to know this, but I think you just have to check in with yourself, like, what kind of person am I?
Yeah.
Am I someone that in the first, like, 3 months is going to be home a lot? Because, I mean, there's a lot, like, in a lot of Asian cultures, like, you don't leave the house for, like, 100 days. So if you're that person, then some products are going to be better for you.
Yes.
If you're someone like me who's like, I need to be on the road, like, I need, like, a really sick, like, diaper bag system and stroller system and car seat system, like, that for me, like, that was, like, what I was really going to need. So it depends. So you have to look at yourself. Who am I? What kind of stuff then will I need? So for if you're going to be staying at home, a warm wiper. Why can't I say it?
Wipe warmer?
A wipe warmer. Might be on your list.
Plus for me, a lot of it's like I want to have everything. So even if I wasn't going to be at home, it's nice to know it's there when I get home.
Right.
That's not a good method. That's not going to save you money, though. Don't listen to me. Right. I'm a crazy person with products.
What else?
So you like the Dock-A-Tot.
Dock-A-Tot, yeah, I did like it a lot. But I didn't have one with Cleo, and I survived. So not, I don't think you need it, but I did end up liking it with Bo.
Is Bo still in his Dock-A-Tot?
I feel embarrassed for saying this, but I did get the big one.
You're scared about the spa.
But I'm also using it in the way you're not supposed to use it. I'm using it in his crib.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So I mean. I mean, I'm violating all the rules with this stuff. Yeah. Like, I know that he's okay.
Yeah.
He's, like, past the, like, SIDS risk. And even when he was, like, in the SIDS, like, I don't know. I wasn't super worried about
that. You're living life on the edge. I get it.
I was living life on the edge, guys.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, everything worked out, and I had a great sleeper. So,
Dock-A-Tot to thank for your great sleeper, or is it?
I don't know, but you know when you try something and it works and you're like, I'm not messing with this.
Well, that's with anything with a baby.
No matter what you're thinking about buying, I think it's important to think about, all right, this is where my baby is going to sleep at night.
Yes.
And this is where my baby is going to sleep during the day. Make those two things different.
Yes, because babies are all about routine and they will follow a routine.
Yes.
Like at this point, Sebastian goes in his room at night, wide awake. We put him in his crib, and he lays down and goes to sleep because he knows that's bedtime.
That's the dream. That's the life. That's everyone's dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Bo does the same. I'm very proud of myself. We should do a whole podcast about sleep because I am very strict with my sleeping. But you know what? But the same is like, I'm also of the mindset that I really wanted my babies to like grow up.
Yes.
Like quickly.
Yeah.
Where some people want to keep their babies for longer. And I understand both sides of it. Because, like, I wasn't co-sleeping. But are you going to have a one-year-old that's difficult to get to sleep? Probably.
Yes. I can tell you that with Lennox, I co-slept. I slept in the bed with him up until he was four. Because he literally, I didn't start out with a great sleep routine. And it really screwed me in the end.
Yeah, but it's also sad and they're only young once, and if you want to really sleep with your baby, you totally should.
Yes.
But I was just, again, you have to know yourself. Like, I know myself, and I know that, like, if I don't get that time with my husband at night, like, our relationship's gonna, like, suffer. Not be great.
Yeah.
It's gonna suffer too much. We really need to make sure our kids are sleeping by, like, 7.
Wow.
7:30.
7:30.
I'll push it to 8 once in a while, but by 7:30 it's adult time.
Yeah.
And that time is important to me. So to achieve that, I encourage a nap system, and whether that is a Dock-a-Tot, which I guess you're not supposed to put them in there, or the Rock and Play, again, apparently you're not supposed to put them in there. So I don't know, what are people using?
I just held him to sleep.
For naps?
For naps.
Okay, don't recommend that.
No, don't recommend that. I held him to sleep for his naps.
But I think they make little bassinets, or maybe you can set up a pack and play.
That was on my list of things you don't need.
I have one downstairs.
I never opened it. It's still in the box if anybody wants it.
Oh my God, you definitely need a pack and play. Well, if you travel.
I traveled and I never brought it. I used the hotel crib.
Oh, if you're in a hotel that has a crib, but you don't always know.
My hotel doesn't have a crib.
Well, a lot.
What?
Yeah. And then also, or they're gross. I mean, I don't know.
Just use a little Purell.
Also, for grandma's house, for your sister's house, wherever they want, if you want to ever sleep anywhere else besides your house, you need a pack and play. I gotta say, I've sent so many pack and plays around to different houses. I have gifted several to myself, net now other people are housing for me in the event that I feel like dropping by.
Well, yeah, I mean, I gave my parents a Bjorn bouncer. I got them a bassinet. I got stuff like that because I wasn't going to let everything down. All right,
so that's a good point. So I think let's break down the 5 things we would tell our parents to have at their house for when we come by with our baby.
Yeah.
And we'll call this from ages 0 to 6 months.
I say a Bjorn bouncer. That was the best thing that's ever happened.
Bjorn bouncer. I agree. Bjorn bouncer, 100%.
100%. It's not electronic, and it...
But they love sitting in it.
They love it.
It's super comfy. And yeah, because your baby can't sit up yet, so they need a chair. Yeah. So baby Bjorn bouncer, I totally agree.
Some sort of bassinet.
Some sort of a bassinet.
Playpen thing that they can sleep in.
I think a pack and play covers that, but something else.
Yeah.
Sure. I say a sound machine.
Oh my gosh. That should be the number one thing.
Sound machine.
You register for.
Yeah. You need I like the Dome. D-O-H-M.
I have one in Lennox's room Sebi's room. Domes in both rooms.
It's very good. Yeah. It's a very good natural white noise. Because it blocks out other noise that might otherwise wake them up.
Yeah.
So I love it.
I'm a crazy person about my...
Yeah. I think it's important. I would tell my mom to buy one if I went to her house a lot.
Yeah.
This is like if they go to your house a lot. Yeah. Another item. I mean, really, that covers it. That's it.
I feel like if you're a formula feeder, a bottle warmer for formula.
I give cold bottles.
I give Sebi a cold bottle.
I give room temperature. But, so I didn't do bottle warmer. But I do think it's important to have bottles you like. What bottles do you like?
Yes. Sebi likes the Nuck Naturals and sometimes the Dr. Browns.
I like Medela.
Of course you do. No, of course. No.
I hate the Medela pump. I love those Medela bottles. They're the only bottles I tried that don't drip.
Yeah.
And I like that they're just straightforward bottles. They're just not, I don't know, they feel like they're from 1950.
They really do. They look like
they're it. They're just like a 1950s bottle that doesn't drip, and I love them. All this new fancy stuff, it's going to prevent colic or gassiness or whatever. No, it doesn't.
Another thing that should be said is that you should get a bottle with a nipple if you're breastfeeding that is not confusing to your baby. If it looks a little bit like your nipple.
Right. I think it's more important the flow of the bottle. You got to make sure you're using a slow flow nipple.
Sebi still uses the slow flow.
Oh my God, I can't with Bo. Honestly, with Bo, I couldn't anymore because it took him 3 hours to drink
the
bottle.
Bo's a very slow eater. Sebi's a fast eater and he'll down a bottle, but he chokes if it's because he's so fast.
Yeah.
He can't do he has to do the newborn.
I know. Well, some people put cereal in the bottle, but it's advised against.
Yeah.
But I did, my baby nurse, I did have a baby nurse for a few weeks.
So did I.
A few weeks, quote unquote. I had one for a while. Well, with Cleo, I had someone to help me at night because I didn't know what I was doing. I was totally unprepared for motherhood. So I did, I don't know, is it a good investment? I say yes.
Honestly.
I say if you can afford to save up a couple $1,000s to that time, you're going to save yourself a lot of sanity.
Even if it's
you can find
one
someone
week.
Good. You can't find someone that's going to boss you around and tell you how to be a mom.
Yeah, if you can find someone for even 1 week to kind of give you a
crash course.
Yeah.
It's so annoying that our society doesn't pay for that. Because a lot of countries,
they should pay for that.
They come to your house, they teach you how to breastfeed, and they help you with the baby and make sure that you are, like, feeling okay.
It's a little scary to think that the hospital just is like, okay, bye.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. I was like, I knew that that was a bad idea for me, so I was like, I'm going to need someone that, like, knows what they're
and
doing.
It's not even just so you can sleep. It's, like, so you get some sort of sanity where, for me,
I'm not
going to
kill
depression.
The baby.
Yeah, I needed...
Yeah.
A little extra support.
I know. I wanted that reassurance.
And I feel like, you know, it's if like she said, if you can save up even for 1 week, put a little money aside every month or your pregnancy, I think you could probably pay for
it. You could add that on your registry. Like, help me pay for a
baby nurse. Gosh, like a credit card.
I don't know. Like, how expensive are they? We were talking
They're pretty
about
expensive.
That.
I think they're like $40 an hour.
No, my baby nurse was $25 an hour.
Okay, what baby nurse was that? Where is New York? Okay, I think New York might be cheaper. I think Los Angeles is higher.
But then again, who's your baby nurse and are they good and are they even qualified?
Yeah, you definitely need someone who's qualified.
Which is tough to find, and I don't know. I had a couple that I did not think were qualified and I had to let them go.
Well, that's important too. I mean, this person's in your home. They're taking care of your like newborn baby who can't tell you.
They need to be legit.
Yeah.
They need to be very legit. This is not a babysitter. This is like someone that works or worked at a hospital with babies. Anyways, all right, so things you need.
A lot of people talked about owlets, those little socks or monitors that go on the baby's feet.
Ugh.
And I couldn't do that because I'm already like a stress machine and I would be up all night watching that monitor. Okay, the baby's heart moved. Is the baby breathing? And that'll just stress me out. But
you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it. Have we talked about baby monitors? Because I don't have one.
Oh, I didn't either for a while.
People think I'm crazy. I'm like, why do I need to stare at my baby? Like, I just feel like it creates an unhealthy thing.
You know
like,
what?
I'm always looking at my baby. I'm always looking at my baby. It's like, no, you just like not be with your baby sometimes and like be okay with that. Like, phones have just made us so sick.
No, I agree. I think that if you have like a massive house, you probably need a baby monitor. But, like, babies are loud, you know? If they're screaming, you can probably hear them.
Right.
Without a baby
I don't need
monitor.
To know if they're, like, putting themselves... It's cute sometimes. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at he's putting himself to sleep.
I mean, I have one.
His head.
But...
Like, I get it.
Yeah. But I'm a crazy person, so I have one. Yeah. But I get what you're saying. It makes total sense.
You do have one.
I do, because I'm crazy.
Which one?
I have the Miku, and I think it's the best thing ever.
The Miku.
It's new. It's kind of millennial. I like it.
Tell me about the Miku.
It's friggin' awesome. Anytime the baby moves at night, it records it. So the next day...
Oh my God.
Yeah, but we can go back and watch him do things. I don't know. I think it's adorable. I love it. I think it's...
That's cute.
It's a really great monitor.
That's cute, but it's just like another thing to fill up your day. Just like staring
at
your baby.
Oh, I don't do it.
Like,
I honestly, I have the app. Simon deals with it.
What do you mean deals with it?
Because I sleep with headphones on. I clock out.
I love that.
I clock
so
out,
much.
Laura. I'm not.
She's
involved.
Like, my baby sleeps through the night.
Yeah.
Because I sleep in headphones.
Yeah, I clock out. You know what? 10 o'clock, I clock out.
But the monitor, I feel like I don't. I hear the baby. I'm close enough. I mean, in New York City, you know, your spot's not that big.
Yeah.
And there's no real reason for a monitor because if I'm not home, someone else is.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I do like the Nest nightlight. For
Cleo. They have a nightlight?
They have a nightlight. That's incredible. You set what time, like it has an app and you can set what time you want it to come on or glow or you can change the color.
Oh, I was going to say, that's really
Because she
cool.
sleeps with red at night. It's relaxing, very,
I like
very
it.
Low light setting. And then at 6:30, the yellow light comes on
so
and that's
knows
when she knows she can get her out of her room. Although she pretty much gets out of her room anyway at 5:30. Like, Cleo, the yellow light is not on. She's like, okay. That's fine, and, like, doesn't go back in. And then I'm struggling. We're struggling with the sleeping with that one lately.
Yeah.
Like, she was an amazing sleeper until, like, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
now she's like, discovered free will.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ugh.
That's the end of the line. The free will.
What else? What about a sleep sack? Did you try the nested bean?
I didn't like it.
I didn't try it, but it seems like... It would be cozy. I want to sleep in a blanket.
I know,
that
it's
feels
like those,
like
it's the weighted blanket.
Hand
it's
is
like,
on
it's,
my chest.
I mean, it makes sense. I never learned how to swaddle with either kid. I still don't know how to swaddle.
I work on
it. It's just, yeah, it's weight. Like, I didn't do a Moby wrap because I don't have that kind of attention span.
I did those Velcro ones.
Exactly. I used the Velcro. And then I discovered one that's like a zipper. It's called Zippity D. Until he got too big for it, we used those. And they were like, they're like a flying squirrel.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
But I like those zipper ones too.
Yeah.
But the Velcro on the wings.
Yeah.
They Velcro their wings in.
That's again, I couldn't figure that one out completely. Putting them in was a lot for
me. The only thing about the Velcro wings, so they make some now that have the zip bottom.
Yeah.
Because, like, in the night, if you need to change a diaper.
It's exhausting.
Well, and not more than that, it's like, the Velcro is like, loud, yeah. Like, it's so loud. So they do now make the sacks with the zipper at the feet. So you can unzip the feet, change. Yeah, it was a game changer with Bo, because we didn't have it with Cleo. And every time you do that zipper, they're like, it's so loud. The whole house can hear it. It's the loudest thing ever.
I don't know. Some of them freak me out. Those Houdini ones where they look like they're on, like, straight jackets. I can't. I think it's called, like, a baby Houdini. I don't know. It freaks me
out. Aren't they kind of all a straight jacket? Isn't that what exactly some of them are, like,
extra, straight jackety and...
Extra
know.
Straight jacket.
It, like, freaks me out.
This one's extra straight.
I mean, it looks jackety. A little... It looks like an institution. I don't know.
Passies.
Pro passy. Your kid doesn't take a passy, right?
Thank God. I gotta say, I'm not mom shaming, but when I see these kids running around with passies in their mouths all the time.
Okay, when they're like three.
When they're like two. Even one and a half. I'm like, that's not a baby anymore.
That's true.
Sorry, Sebi.
He only has a passy when he's sleeping.
Right. I think that's okay. But, like, at a certain point, you can't let your kid run around with a passy.
No, it's weird. My mom, like, got... A little. She's like, okay, you've got to stop the passies. Every time I see him on FaceTime, he's got a passy. I'm like, okay.
Right. I know. But I mean, if your kid likes them, it's hard. It's easy for me to say because my kids don't care about a passy. I couldn't even shove it in. I mean, I'd be like, come on, stop. And he'd just be like, ah, hated it.
Lennox gave up his own passy at 7 months. But Lennox was, Sebastian's very strong-willed. Mm-hmm. Very strong-willed.
Right. All right. Children. Well, I'm not going to judge, but I do like the... For passy, I mean, for your newborn, you need, like, a passy. Otherwise, it'll drive you nuts.
Sids.
I do like the Wubba-Nub.
Love Wubba-Nubs.
I like the lamb only, though. The lamb is small enough for a little newborn to, like, have. I feel like the bigger... the other animals are too big.
I gave my kids both, like, the giant, like, elephant and lion and...
Yeah, I don't know why my kids didn't like those. Because I think they were too big, maybe. Oh, pumping bra. We got to talk. Do we already do pumping bra?
No.
You need one. I don't know why these people don't have one. Some people hold their own pumps in place with two hands.
Do they not know that you can put them in a pumping bra?
I don't know. Or you know what I also did? If you have a really tight sports bra, you can use that as a pumping bra. You just cut holes in the nipples. Oh, I was like, how? Yeah, like an old one. That's I did smart. It when I went to Disneyland.
I like that.
Yeah. All right, strollers. All right, what do you like?
I don't know how to pronounce it. I think it's a Thule. Thule?
You like the Thule?
L-E. It's right there.
Let me see it.
It's like a...
Oh, that looks like a little jogger.
Yeah, it's like a jogger. People love the Bob. I like the Thule. Again, I'm probably saying
it wrong. Bob?
Yeah.
I've never heard about any of
this. How? You've never heard of a Bob?
No, New York is up a baby land.
Really?
It's up a baby. You really won't see any another stroller. You might see a Duna. But those, I feel like they sit a little too low for me.
They're weird. Like a yo-yo?
Yeah, yo-yo is low also.
The Duna, isn't that car seat and a stroller in one?
Hmm?
Car seat, stroller in one is a Duna, right?
No, Duna's I think they're made in China, but someone told me they were an Israeli brand.
I don't know if I've heard of
them. But people like them. I mean, I'm a big Upper Baby person because I like that.
That's a beautiful stroller.
It has just have a giant basket underneath. You can put everything in there. That's for city strolling though. That's my car.
Yeah.
So I need.
Because in New York, you don't have a car. Well, I mean, you have, but you use
yeah,
a
you
stroller.
You use your stroller as a car. Like that's what you use to get around
for groceries.
And then it's also great with Cleo because they've got the little kickstand you can put on.
Does she use it?
Yeah. Yeah. She stands on it, and then it just we're one unit moving through the streets, and I can just put all my groceries. Honestly, I don't go to the grocery store without my kids.
No.
Because I need that stroller.
Exactly.
I mean, I've seen people going around with just the stroller, no kid. I'm assuming they just drop the kid off.
I have the Stoka Explore-y. It's like this giant, what sold me is it has a stair mode. So to go up and down stairs, it kind of transforms. And so I can take it up and down stairs. It's massive. It's not practical for an everyday stroller, but it's before I was pregnant. And then when I got pregnant, I was like, okay, I gotta get this. And it wasn't necessarily
I'm confused.
Practical.
What is it?
A stroller.
Oh.
Explore. And then I had the the car seat, which was the, I think, a Nuna Pippa. I don't know. But then once my kids are out of the infant seat, I always get the Kiko. Keyfit.
Chico?
Kiko.
Did you just call it Kiko?
I called it Chico until I went to a convention and they're like, it's Kiko.
It's Kiko, guys.
Kiko!
You Kiko, have the same car seat. Like the top rated car seat.
I love it.
It's like the number one. Well, I mean, when you go, I mean, honestly, if you're listening, you don't have to listen to us. You could just Google, which is what I did. Google best things ever. That's for your basics, for your stroller. Because, I mean, there's always, like, new technology coming out, better products. And so, like, I don't know. I just, like, would Google that stuff for, like, the big pieces.
Yeah.
Like, for your stroller, for your, I mean, crib. A crib. What about a crib?
For me, I have a super cheap crib from Amazon. Someone got it for us on our baby registry. I think it's from Delta. But it's all free of, like, chemicals because he's going to eat the
paint. Aren't they all?
No. A lot of them still have, like, lead paint.
No.
So, yes, that's why.
Come on.
No, I swear to you.
No way.
Yes. That's why you have to. It has to be GP. Hold on. It has to be something certified.
My God. I probably have lead paint in my cribs.
You might.
The crib we have in New York was, like, a very expensive. It was, like, over $1,000.
Probably not then.
So that one is very expensive because we were like, we're going to get the best crib ever. And then our one here, we were doing a shoot and someone just bought it for us. And I think it was like a $200 from Bye Bye Baby.
Yeah. So
you think that is lead paint?
Probably not. I mean, some of them do though. You have to make sure.
I'm pretty sure there's no way.
Yes.
That's a thing.
It's definitely
anyway.
A thing.
So make sure you research that there's no
lead-free paint because my child has already eaten like half of his crib. You know, there's bite marks all over it.
Whoa.
Yeah, but he likes to eat a lot of things.
That's crazy.
Yeah. He doesn't discriminate.
Or maybe Bo's getting lead poisoning.
I doubt it.
Ah! All right. Obviously, Emma and I have our opinions about what kind of stuff you need.
So these are.
But we had people write in about what they couldn't live without. What'd they say, Emma?
Coffee. Boppy pillows.
Boppy pillow, no.
Yeah. What?
I don't need a boppy.
Owlet.
Okay.
Wipe Psychos. Warmer.
Wait, what one?
Wipe warmer. Pack and play.
Yeah, we talked about all these.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a baby Brezza.
What's that?
I think it's like a baby formula thing.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh my God! Someone told me about this. I think Kim Kardashian talked about it. But probably. It was like, it's a bottle maker. Like, you take the formula and it makes the bottle and, like, warms it up for you.
Yeah.
Who has time for that?
That's what I'm saying. It's like having, like, an espresso machine.
Like, when my baby needs to eat, he needs to eat right now.
Yeah. He will lose his shit if I put in a Brezza.
I'm not warming my milk, by the way.
I do, so.
Oh, yeah. I only use room temperature because I don't have time for that. Because he needs it right away. Otherwise, he screams.
Because he's hungry.
Yeah. And he goes from fine to screaming, I need my food right now. Actually, now he crawls as fast as he can to me, climbs up on my legs, starts screaming. I'm like, oh, time to eat.
Bo needs to eat. Okay. Wipe warmers, mixing bottles. A lot of people swear by the boppy.
That's crazy to me. I would say that's a hard pass.
Yeah. I know. I love a boppy.
You love a boppy.
I love a good boppy. And also, I love the boppy newborn seat because he just, like, lounge. It's the newborn lounger. He just laid there for, like.
Right. I like my Daca top, which you don't like.
I mean, I like that. People can't live without buffalo chicken. Their faith.
Their swings. Faith?
Uh-huh.
Come on, guys. This is a products podcast. Yes.
Jeans.
Leave Jesus and your jeans out of this.
I guess
you could say, like, you know, clothes, like, newborn. When you first have your baby, what kind of clothes are you wearing?
For me or the baby?
For you.
Leggings. Maternity leggings.
Right, leggings, right? Yeah. You have to have super cute leggings. You know what? That's what I like. All right, let's talk about, I want to talk about baby food subscription services. Do you like them?
Okay, so I was at a farmer's market, and I signed up.
For which one? There's Raised Real, there's Yummy.
Yummy.
Okay.
Okay, so I signed up, and I had so many issues with the subscription. It like, came at, like, 11 o'clock at night, and then, like, the next morning it was bad. It's expensive. It's a lot of work for me to sit down and pick his flavors.
Pick his flavors?
Yeah, you have to pick the flavors each week.
Oh.
And then
they don't just send you, like, here's what babies are eating, like, Blue Apron.
No, they have, like, a whole menu. And then I did baby lead weeding, and so he was not really into those kind of purees, and I just, like, fed him food.
Yeah,
and
I know.
It's expensive. I'm
expensive.
Sorry.
It's expensive. I tried Raised Real because I was like, oh, man, I feel like, is Bo getting enough variety of food? Mm-hmm. That was my biggest concern is, like, I don't know if he's getting enough vegetables. Like, Cleo, I really had the time to, like, go to the store, buy the right vegetables. I was making all my own purees. Like, I just don't have the time anymore. So,
hey, domestic goddess. I've never done that in my life.
I got Raised Real, and I like it, and he's starting to like it now because I'm also doing baby led weaning, but I'm also wanting him to try new vegetables and stuff that I'm not necessarily comfortable giving him, and also he's not ingesting the he's just holding a carrot. He's not eating a carrot unless it's pureed. So, I did it, but the thing is, they won't stop sending this stuff.
Yeah.
Every time I go outside, I'm like, ah! Another box! My freezer is full of this stuff!
I know.
And then they were like, oh, you can drop down, to only getting it, once a month instead of once every 2 weeks. But these boxes are huge.
And they're like, are they frozen?
And they're frozen, but that's what they're flash frozen. So, that's what I mean, I use frozen vegetables often for Cleo, too, and it's the easiest way to have vegetables that don't go bad.
Yeah.
And I do like them, but I don't know. I think it's fun to do. If I were you and I was considering it, you can sign up and then cancel right away.
I think some of them offer trial periods, too, of a week.
Yeah, but then you know how hard they make it to cancel. You know, so you do have to just, mark your calendar when to cancel. But I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it. I think that he is starting to like them now. I think the first couple times he didn't like them, and now I'm like, okay, well, it's great because now he's trying cauliflower and tahini and
avocado oil
and stuff.
I mean, yeah, they're great. It's just a lot of work. And
yeah,
the timing sucks.
Yeah, plus your children are older now. All right, so now we're going to play a game.
Sorry.
Emma, because she's the product queen. I mean, if you follow this around Instagram, it's like a barrage of product sheet.
I'm a product.
L-O-V-E.
I'm a real product whore. But I don't post it if I don't love it.
Right. So Emma really posts stuff she loves a lot.
I'm very, and if someone sends me something and I don't like it, I'm not going to post it.
Yeah, but if someone sends you something you do like it, you will post it.
I will.
That's why people send you stuff.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, she tries it out and likes it, and then all these moms are following you and they love it.
Okay, so I prepared a game called Love It or Leave It, which are some people's must-have baby products. Some people are going to agree. Some people are not going to agree. Some of them are pregnancy, and some are for a baby.
I can't wait to disagree.
I swear to God, Laura's already ready to disagree with me.
Leave it.
Yeah.
All right,
She's going to say leave it to everything. No, her second one is her favorite. Okay, wipe warmer.
Leave it, obviously.
Love it. Dock-a-tot.
Love it. Leave it. I love those.
Bottle warmer.
Leave it.
I don't think it's necessary, so leave it. Frida baby snot sucker. Love it. Leave it.
No, I like the Zuli. You put it in the nose and you push the button and it sucks it out without having to use your mouth.
I like to see my husband suck the snot out with his mouth, so love it. Pack and play.
You need it. Love it.
I have one downstairs, which is never, it's in the box. So.
Well, you don't travel enough then.
Use the crib at the hotel.
I guess you travel to hotels.
Yes.
You're not visiting friends.
No.
I can't believe you think you don't need a pack and play.
I feel like you need it, but you don't need it.
Right.
You have to, you have to think of your lifestyle.
We already kind of talked about all these. I feel like we need ones that we didn't talk about in the earlier podcast.
TP.
What's TP?
That you put on the penis so they don't pee in either
face. Oh, you don't need it.
They don't work. Okay.
Leave it.
Belly cast.
Leave it.
Love it.
Stop.
I have one of them.
You put that on the list just because you wanted to talk about it. You have a belly cast?
Yeah,
where do you put it?
I don't know where it is. But I have
one.
Know
where it is. It's in the garage.
I don't know.
Broken.
I tell people all the time to do it. Humidifier for the baby's room.
I think I'm supposed to say love it, but I don't need it.
Love it.
Leave it. I don't need it. I think, with the baby humidifier, it's good for them, but what if you live in a moist climate? New York's moist.
Yeah, but if they have a cold, I think it's good to have.
If they have a cold.
Yeah.
Cleo's never been sick.
I know, because Cleo's...
She's a machine. She's an art machine.
Belly bandit.
Belly bandit. Oh,
love
it. I think I'm a love it on that.
I love it. Footprint makers for the baby.
Leave it.
Yeah, leave it. I did it with Lennox the second
kid. I thought you were going to say love it for that. No. Shocked.
No, I know. I did it for the first kid, but the second kid, you kind of just like it. Eh. Dreft. So.
Dreft.
Yes.
You know, let's talk about Dreft. Yeah. All right, go ahead. What are you going to say?
So for my first kid, I used Dreft. For the second kid, I used Tide.
Is Dreft more expensive?
I don't know, but it's for like newborns.
Well, because I used Dreft for Cleo. She had terrible eczema, and everyone's like, "Are you using Dreft? Are you using?" And I'm like, "Yes, of course. I'm not a maniac. Of course, I'm using Dreft." And then they were like, "Try all free and clear."
And did that work?
Yes.
Okay, so baby detergent.
I like all free and clear is a great detergent. Okay. I like that one.
I like that.
So, I don't know.
I think I meant Dreft, like baby detergent.
How did Dreft do such a great job of becoming the only detergent for newborns?
Doesn't Honest make one now?
I don't know.
Oh, Honest diapers. No. Leave it.
Leave it.
Yeah.
What diapers do you use?
Pampers.
Me too.
Pampers. Cruisers for Sebastian because he's cruising.
Yeah. I use Swaddlers for the newborn
stage. Me too. Yeah.
The Swaddlers. Then when they get started. Bo, honestly, he's leaked a diaper maybe one time.
Go Bo.
He's such a gentleman.
Wait, do you do cloth diapers?
I feel guilty every time I'm not doing them.
You do them?
No, but I have some.
Have you used them?
I mean, not really.
I mean, the thought of having to clean a poo, an explosive poo, what do you do?
You just put them in a bag and then they pick them up and wash them for you. Like, you don't wash them. Like, we should all be doing it. I know. It's like one of those things. Diapers are so bad for the environment. We need to stop it. Next baby, I'm doing cloth.
You are? Now, what if there's... What if there's no diaper service near you? A lot of people actually wash their own.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care. I mean, with Bo, I could have very well done it. And I, like, honestly regret it. Because he pooped once every 5 days to a week. When he was for like months.
My kid, I could never do it with Sebastian. He still to this day shits 3 or 4 times a day.
Right. Yeah. Bo now poops at least once or twice and they're pretty big. So I wouldn't want to take that risk. But I used to just, he would never, and he's like very, he just, you know, the pee is not a big deal.
Yeah. So pee I can handle, it's the poop.
I want to do it. I'm going to do it because I feel like more moms need to try it and do it and be vocal about it, about how easy it can be. Because it probably isn't that hard. I have a mom that I know that does it. Mm-hmm. And she says it's great. I think that's it. Yeah. All right, great. Love it or leave it. Let us know.
Let us know what you guys like or don't like.
Yeah. Would you go without could you possibly live without your baby monitor? I'm interested to know.
I'm interested if people could. I'm actually interested in who's using cloth diapers.
Yeah, I want to hear from moms the cloth diapers.
Because Laura's feeling like she's committing. I'm not. But if you can sway me, let's see.
Let us know on our Instagram at mombestfriend.pod the stuff you love, the stuff you hate, and the stuff that you never really got.
And maybe we forgot something, so let us know.
I'm sure we did.
I'm sure
we did. All right, this is Laura.
And Emma, signing off.
Bye.
Bye.